And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Gooper!
Oh,
I'm so excited this week. I'm so excited. We've only got 1 week left before we sell out. It's going to be superb. I've heard what Total Talk Nonsense have had to say on the subject.
Okay.
I would like to thank Air Out My Shorts for keeping out of it. you've reached Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got... It's a special this week, Tony.
It's always special.
Yeah, it's particularly special this week.
Yes.
It's a dodgy bird special. Oh, yes.
That's not strictly fair, though, is it?
We've both met some dodgy birds in our lives, Tony. The difference between me and you is I've done something about them. But, it's a Dodgy Bird special. 5 out of the 6 songs we're playing this week concern, in some way or other, vaguely dubious women.
Right.
And it's different levels of dubious woman.
Okay.
There's some slightly dubious women.
Levels of fuck. A little bit of fuck.
There's some really quite dubious women. And right. There's some out of all the fucking full-on dubious women.
All right.
I think it shows how far we've come, in fact.
Yeah.
On our old shows, it was just different levels of fuck.
Yeah.
And now we've moved on to dubious women.
I like it.
Have you ever considered yourself to be a slightly dubious woman, Tony?
No.
So why are you so obsessed with me just using my hand and not my penis, then? This is the Needles, by the way. And we haven't got them on our top friends, have we?
No.
I'm going to have to get rid of a couple of our profiles this week.
Yeah.
So we can get some more of the beds on our MySpace profile the whole time.
Maybe drop a couple of the factions, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
And we
do also need to make sure that we've got the bands listed on our wonderful punkyradio.btpodshow.com account as well.
Of course.
Which is now finally looking like a proper website.
Yeah, it's been pimped up.
And it works now, doesn't it?
Always works.
Well, no, it works now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it works now.
Yeah, it works now, yeah. Right, so, I've got some news, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah, you know how we like the Planet Smashers?
Yes, we've been playing them for quite a while, haven't we?
Our favourite ska punk band from Montreal,
Yes, indeed.
They're playing at Junction 7 in Nottingham this Sunday, the 10th.
The 10th of December.
So... We're going to start and end. We're going to top and tail the show with the Planet Smashers.
Nice.
And we're going to use the Planet Smashers bed somewhere in the middle of the show as well.
Wow.
Because we're going Planet Smashers crazy this week, and we'd like everyone in the Nottingham area who can get down to Junk 7 on Sunday to get there, because not only are the Planet Smashers playing it, but mm-hmm. we're making it our unofficial Punky Radio Christmas party.
Oh, yes. There's only a few people coming down as well.
Which is basically me, you, and the Proper Mrs. Edwards, and a lot of pear cider.
Oh, God.
Junction 7 Snake
Bites. Snake Pie.
Junction 7 Snake Bites. Fantastic.
Word.
So, look, here's the first song. It's by the Planet Smashers. We played them before. Now, this is from their album, Life of the Party, and this album is currently featured on their MySpace page. They mix it up a bit.
Right.
And they've got 4 tracks off this on their MySpace page, but we're not playing one of those.
Oh.
Because this, Tony, is a Dodgy Bird special.
Okay.
So, we're playing one that I would like to dedicate to you.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
What is this, the Chuckle Brothers?
To you. Both are still alive, by the way.
I know, because one of them got estranged on the hairdressing for children in need.
Ah,
that's easy for me to say. In need. They were like, "What a crazy pair they are!"
Crazy.
They're like the two biggest tits in the jungle, and I'm not talking about Faith Brown.
Oh, blimey,
Ant and Dec.
Oh dear.
This is for you, Tony. This is called Too Much Attitude.
Disarray. Who have I
yeah. She got too much attitude.
Roots, hear me now.
I can't wait to see her this week. It's going to be fantastic.
There's going to be a lot of snake bites. Hey. All I can say.
Cemetery Surfers.
In it.
And Jeff Ugly Shoes, I have not heard from you yet as to whether you've done anything with the photo I sent you. Well, the photos we sent of us in our Cemetery Surfers t-shirts.
He's probably pinched them off and he's just quiet in his room.
He's probably putting them off and what?
Took him to his room and got a little bit quiet.
Oh, got a little bit quiet?
Yeah.
Just had a little bit of Ugly Shoes time.
A bit of quiet time.
A little bit of Jeff time.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we've got a word of the week. I completely forgot about that.
Have you?
Yeah. Our word of the week this week is a direct result of me watching Bad Santa last night.
Oh, that's a wicked film.
Well, yesterday afternoon, I watched... Well, I was so knackered, I fell asleep for half an hour during it. So right. I will need to watch it again, because I fell asleep during.
Right.
The problem is Mrs. Edwards didn't have the heart to wake me up. It's normally the other way around. Yeah, woke up, and because there's a bit in it when there's the girl saying, I've always had a fantasy about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And Tony, as you know,
yeah,
I would like to see you in one of those little Ann Summers sexy Santa costumes.
Right.
It's a bit of a fantasy of mine. It's a Santa fantasy.
Okay.
It's a fantasy.
That's the kind of thing you keep to yourself, eh? Oh. Rather than revealing on a global podcast.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, really.
But it's a
fantasy.
A fantasy, yeah. If you have a Santa fantasy. I think a lot more people have Santa fantasies than actually admit to.
Right.
I obviously have admitted to one on a global podcast, Tony.
Yeah.
I want you in just that little red sexy Santa outfit.
Damn it, there's me get. I got the surgeon one.
Perhaps some knee-high fuck-me boots. And you've got the surgeon one, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can maybe have a think about
maybe
that.
Maybe listeners could email in their Santas.
Hey, maybe I could maybe have a think about that, Dr. Tony.
Alright. I feel a bit uneasy.
Well, so what's new?
I'm rooted to my seat.
Roots! Rooted! So, hey, MySpace, latest comments. This is the easiest way to get in touch with us, really. Easiest way to leave is a comment that will be read out.
Yes.
At the moment.
Okay.
At the moment it is.
Oh, is that okay?
MySpace.com/punkyradio. It's a good page as well. There's loads of stuff on there. So, here goes. Now, this is with reference to the stinger that we have at the start of the show now, BT Pod Show.
The BT Pod Show stinger.
Because we have sold our souls to BT Pod Show.
Yes.
Yes, that's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
And do you know what? This comment is brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Mmm.
Mmm, tasty. Right. And this is from the freedom haters.
Yes.
Who did the brilliant photo of us selling out.
Yeah. I need to get on the site.
And it just says, the Pod Show stinger does suck bollocks, you know. Sounds like some Americans selling me a kitchen in the 50s.
It's not wrong, though, is
well,
it?
Well, freedom haters, you'll be pleased to hear that the godfather of podcasting, Mr. Adam Curry, is responsible for that stinger. And we're going to be letting him know in audio fashion this week. I agree with you. It does suck bollocks. Now, this next one is more like the kind of comment we normally get.
Okay.
Although, I forgot to write down who it's from, so my apologies. I'll try and remember for next week. Gooper fucking Gooper. So here's my story. Once upon a time, in a land filled with smacktards that most people like to call math class, I'm sitting there as non-rebellious as any person who listens to Punky can be, when all of a sudden, in the middle of a lesson, my teacher says, always adding.
Always adding.
Always adding.
Always adding.
I thought to myself, it's just a coincidence. So I push it to the back of my head. She did it again the next day. So I thought something was up. So I went right next to her deck and acted like I was talking to the kids sitting there and said, Gooper, Gooper. So she turns to me and goes, what do you want, piss mop? I half killed myself laughing, and so now in class we make random punkyisms. It's a small world after all. Punky owns! Woot!
Woo-hoo.
That is brilliant, isn't it?
Yes.
When teacher and student are both listening to Punky, I think we've affected an entire classroom.
I'd like to think so.
Meanwhile, we are still affecting the Germans.
Yeah.
Hello, you fucking fuckers.
Hi.
First of all, I'd like to say that I felt very honoured to have an impact on at least 3 fucking shows. Speak German, bitch. That's what he says, not me. I'd like to tell you bloody bastards, that is a particularly English phrase, you bloody bastard. You bloody bastard. That I hung myself last night because I didn't listen to Punky Radio for a whole fucking month. Am I going to be the twat? It's all right, he didn't. I started a band because of you fucks.
Cool.
Cool. I thought it would be fun, but it turned out to be a fucking hard job. It is. Try being an alcohol. We didn't create a single song in the last 2 months. Try being an alcohol. And I feel like a fucking wanker. Try being an alcohol. When I play my bass guitar, don't try being an alcohol. He's the only good one. The reason why I write this to you two Tonys is that I would like to hear you bastards say the name of my damn fucking band. It's fucking hell. It's Gehim Tote Mega Zombies Toten Dementscheidgans. I think I've said that quite well, actually.
Mega zombies. That's all I got from that.
Yeah, Gehim told to Mega Zombies, taught and Dementiite Gants.
Mega Zombies, now that's the name for a band.
Open brackets, translate that, fuckers. I can't, close brackets.
No.
And I would like to ask the punky listeners from all over the world to send sentences to you that are written in their mother tongue language. Wouldn't that be fun? Cooper. Yeah. Yes, it would.
Yes, it would.
So please do that. Our listeners from around the world, please send us your sentences in mother tongue language. P.S. No, I'm not from Austria. I'm a real fucking Kraut.
Okay.
That's German for you dumbass suckers. We know. And if you were from South London, you'd be a Krautney. Hey. P.P.S. Thanks for the comedy and great fucking music you play, Stefan. Nice.
Ah, thank you.
Quickly rushing through these, which I don't normally do, I grant you. Gooper and all that jazz. This is from Spenny, who's that fucking...
Oh, she lives a couple of trees down the road.
The TTN slut.
Yeah, God.
Guess who didn't have a hangover? Yay, me! Oh, this is after the absinthe. Oh, but I am off the absinthe wagon, as it were. It does reek when some piss mop spills it down you. And a terrible waste of death juice. I said that. Anyway, fact of the matter, boys, is that I distinctly remember adding you, Smacktars, months ago and getting no love back. So when you guys added me, much confusion there was. Well, presumably you didn't fucking add us then. We can't add you again, can we?
No.
Ah, talk like you do, I do. Ah. Old I am.
Anywho, and don't say anywho, that's so fucking American. Anyhow, I miss Nottingham. Bolton is not a patch on it, I agree.
Correct.
Although, frighteningly, you do drive into Bolton on the A666.
Nice.
I believe. I think it's Bolton. It's Bolton or Blackburn, one of the two. But you do drive in on the A666666. Bolton's not a patch on it, and that's saying something. Have they finished pissing around with the old Market Square yet? No, they haven't. I'm not coming home till the 21st. Gasp! But at some point, I do feel I must meet y'all. Maybe when the TTN boys come to our fair aisle, they never will. They're fucking
not
chickens.
Not a chance.
Them, on a plane, did you hear about the last time they came over to Europe? They missed it.
Ah.
Stoning two birds with one something. I can never remember that one. In other news, great music in the last podcast. Love, Spenny. Thank you, Spenny. You proper British person who shouldn't be wasting your time with those fucking septics.
That's right. And finally, come on to Block Party 7. That's the best chance, isn't it?
27th, Spenny. December 27th. We'll be talking more about that in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
Gooper, Punky. Hello.
Hi.
Love the show. Love the show.
Shit is bananas. Right.
Love the show. Shit is bananas. I'm afraid I don't know what that means. I love how Paul is always messing with Tony. When the listeners know that Paul is the emo homoerotic one. Secretly, of course, because he does have the lovely Mrs. Paul V. Edwards. Bring over more US punk to the show. Always looking in America.
Always looking.
Thank you, Aaron. Right, Tone, get on with PCA.
Okay, Podcast Alley comments. Thank you all for your votes this month. Still need more if you can vote for us. If you go to punkyradio.com, and the top of the screen there's an important Please Vote For Us link. Click on that, enter your email address, and also a subject and a comment if you so wish, and we read out the best comments. These are the top six.
Oh, you said that like a man.
Thank you. Fans Megantastic.
Hey!
Great show, lads. Keeps me laughing for hours. Thought I was the oldest listener, apart from the granny, but at 42, I'm a mere whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Graham B.
He was just held back.
He's got to be English. Use the word whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Next one. What is more pagan than bringing a tree in your house and eating ritually sacrificed animals as a clan? Happy solstice and whatever holiday you celebrate from the Spartacus Roosevelt hour.
Thank you very much. We like the Spartacus Roosevelt hour. It's a good show.
Wicked. Vote for the capitalistas.
Is that us, Wayne Charles?
Yeah. Always selling out, by
always
the way.
Always selling out.
Every time you vote, an emo kitten gets killed and turned into dollars for Tony and Paulie B to fill in mattresses with. And that'll be from Poet, then, from the Freedom Haters.
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. He's right, of course.
Yes, he is.
He's right, of course.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Watch out for fat guys in chimneys named Bailey. Okay. Happy holidays, Bailey from Bailey Podcasting.
That's from Bailey Podcasting. Also, good show. Make sure you check him out.
Okay.
Check him out.
Wicked. Rock on.
Rock on.
Gooper,
oh, what's
Gooper.
There?
It's Punky. Rock on Paulie B and rock on Manly Tony from Ramones.
No, blimey.
From the Ramones, apparently. You know.
Hey, rock on Manly Tony from Beyond the Grain.
Rock
one,
on.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And finally, the shit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh yes, they are the shit. Much better than the average music / talk cast, which is Suck Hairy Monkey Balls.
Suck Hairy Monkey Balls?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Talk cast. Is that that's from Roguish Gnome.
Thank you, Roguish Gnome. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of magicalness going on at the moment,
isn't
there?
Magic.
There's elves on Turtle Talk Nonsense.
Oh, and, yeah.
And we've got a Roguish Gnome emailing. Oh, Roguish Gnomes with computers. That is roguish. You'll be telling me next.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I was going to say something out of order to you then, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to let it go for
the
time
not.
Because okay, it's time for song two.
Okay.
Woohoo! See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's time for song two.
Scared me.
Time
for song two. Got it, got it. Woohoo! Nice one. Yeah.
In fact, should we do that in future? It's time for song two.
Woohoo! Could do. In the first gig Alcohol ever played, I did that joke on stage. I can't tell jokes, obviously.
No.
And it was the worst joke I've ever told. Have you, do you want to hear it?
No. Yeah, go on.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Woohoo.
Woohoo, who?
And then I played that song.
Yeah, that's shit.
Yeah, I regret doing
knock,
it, really.
Knock, who's there? Woo.
Yeah. Oh, that was it. It
woo-hoo.
Was woo. That was it.
That might work.
That was the joke. Oh. Woo, woohoo, and then this song.
I'm getting a headache in my eye. Twat.
I didn't say it was good.
Hey, Tony,
I just said I told it.
It's
yes.
Time for song two. Woohoo! And
yeah,
it's from
shit.
Wonk Unit.
Okay.
Come on. We love the unit of Wonk.
I love the Wonk.
And, I didn't ask you the Planet Smasher's website, by the way.
No.
What is it?
Don't know. PlanetSmasher.net.
Oh, you wanker. Yes, it
is.
Oh,
it is.
It's 1-0 already, and now you get another chance. What's Wonk Unit's website?
WonkUnit.com.
Oh, it's 2-0. It's Tony 2, poorly being the internet nil. This is, now, in our...
Feeling good this week.
In our Dodgy Bird special...
Yes.
I didn't really see how I couldn't play this song.
Oh, is it?
It's Girlfriend is a Lunatic.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
I think my girlfriend is a lunatic. When will she turn violent? I don't know. Backstabbing and biting, ever so frightening. I just hope the bruises do not show. I don't care if I'm in your top eight, number one in your list. I don't care if you constantly lie, baby, my guest has the piss. I'm
How about that then?
Yeah,
that's fantastic, isn't it? And they're playing right now.
They're playing right now when the series out.
Well, you've just missed them basically.
Or last night in Derby, I think
they were. With Mr. Wolf right
somewhere.
If there were Mr. Wolf,
yeah,
in the land of the sheep shaggers, it could be carnage.
Wicked. But yeah, one unit. They stayed at my house.
They did, and you know what's really bizarre about them is they said you were a really nice fellow and a really good guitar player.
Clearly, didn't watch me then, did they?
Clearly, that song should be called "My Band Is a Lunatic." So, this is Mustang Lightning.
Yeah,
and we do need to get this on our sites, don't we?
Oh, right.
Yeah, right.
Need to update that bands list for yes, the beds.
The beds on the beat. Oh, we're doing the beds on BT Pod Show. Have we got those on there? No, we haven't, have we, Tony?
No, I didn't. I think I need to do that.
Hey, look, you can hear me itching my beard. My trouser beard. That's right, with my right hand, ladies. My right hand. I don't itch my beard with my left hand. The nails are too long.
Okay.
Hey, I had a bizarre chat. With a drama teacher last week. I did a comedy workshop. I'll be telling you about it later on.
Okay.
I did a comedy workshop, but she was discussing the ins and outs of thrush. No, I'm wrong. Cystitis. I think it was cystitis. I can't remember. They're all the same sexual diseases, really. They affect your parts. But she was saying that you have to keep your nails short if you get cystitis. I went, why? So because it hurts more when you scratch. So I went, that's more information than I needed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you her name.
You're passing that information to me as well. Thank you.
Well, you know, I felt you probably don't know a lot about feminine issues in the downstairs department, unless you've got something to tell me about your lodger later on. Any road up?
Right.
Have you got a twat?
Yes,
speaking of which.
Yes, I have a twat this week. Thank you. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week is from Poet, who keeps saying we're selling out.
And keeps being right.
Too right. It's very well written and quite long twat.
Of course it is, he's a poet.
But here we go. Hi guys, Poet here. You know me, the guy what done the picture of you and Paulie B selling out.
Yeah, that's particularly well written.
And you have, and you know you have, even with the septic white knight from New York rushing to defend your honour.
Ah.
But I'm still listening. So
thank you, Bill.
So I guess I have no principles either. No, correct, but yes, you're right, we have sold out. We never denied it from the start. Anyhow,
I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Clearly not. Down to business. Here's the mental image. Me, sat at home on Christmas Day, on my own, in a freezing cold flat with no heating, and not even a TV for company, not enough money for any decent food or drink.
He should have sold out, he'd have had loads.
That's right. Regretting that now. Sound like I'm being a bit melodramatic?
Yep.
Seeking sympathy?
Yep.
Well, I'm not. Oh. Though a little sympathy might make me feel somewhat better.
All right, then.
But yeah, my family have all decided to make plans, and this year they kind of forgot to include me in any.
That's because they were only making plans for Nigel.
I have now nowhere to go on Christmas Day. My family will be sitting down in various locations to enjoy the day without me. Pretty mind-blowing that. Never happened before. I think it's been a little bit melodramatic.
This family are going to be sitting down in various locations.
Yeah. I don't know.
Park benches.
Christmas Day lunch crawl.
Woolworths.
Tesco. Why not? On top of that, I'm stuck in this shitty rental flat with no heating during the day.
Should have sold out.
The landlord controls the heating and says we should be out between 9 and 5 every
See,
day.
See, we work for the man. He's living for the man.
And so refuses to put on the central heating during the day and won't supply any other kind of heating. And I have no TV licence at the moment due to falling out with customer service monkey
that
twats
that
at licence fee
up.
Office.
That wouldn't warm
him
up, though.
Burn it.
No, that's why he's got no TV licence. He had to set fire to it to keep
all
warm.
Always burning.
All the way pyromaniacing.
And yes, this is me of defending the BBC.
Pyromaniacing?
I don't need you making words up. Me defending the BBC to the hilt fame.
Tony,
irony just happens
Tony,
sometimes. Yes, sir.
I was making words up. What do you think this is? Punky?
Next thing you know, we'll be selling out.
Sorry.
And to top things off nicely for a festive ass-fucking,
ooh.
Leeds City Council pulled a real sneaky one to screw me out of the last of my cash I was holding on to. IT contractor, and the market is dead at the moment. Well, you should try selling out.
A festive ass-fucking, Tony.
Yeah.
Is you in my fantasy.
Oh, God, me eye. Oh, it hurts.
It isn't your eye. You want to be... Well, not that
no,
eye, anyway.
Shut up. They say they can't resolve the issue till New Year, so I'm flat broke. So if it is a twat, I'd like to nominate, well, where do I start? My family? My landlord? The council? The BBC? Heck no. Why waste time on the little guys? I would like to nominate God as a twat.
Fair enough.
No, not the slightly less than funny voice that makes regular appearances on TTN, but the real deal. The
Hello.
Dude, or bitch, or goat, or flying spaghetti monster, whatever you choose to believe in.
Flying spaghetti monsters. Almost like definitely. That. God is a flying spaghetti monster.
Well, poet thinks that God is a cunt. And he has conspired
that's a bit harsh.
Magnificently to really fuck up my festive season. What a wanker. So you may be going to hell if you read this one out, but I think it's thoroughly justified.
Tony, this is... we're getting close to when his son's in the news a lot as well.
What, Jesus?
Yeah, well, yeah. not poets.
And finally, and shit, at least you'll be hanging out with bands that rocked. And certainly
yeah, that's true.
That Lake of Fire with Bill Hicks. Warmth. Now I've just gone and pissed myself off again. Thank you for your time from Poet.
Tony.
Yes?
I don't mind not feeling immortal, 'cause it ain't all that as far as I can tell. I don't mind not going to heaven, as long as they've got cigarettes. As long as they've got cigarettes in hell.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thanks, yeah. That's Oasis sung in my voice. Dodgy B-side.
So you ready?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
So, well, God from heaven
is a twat.
I think that's justified.
We're going to burn for that one.
Oh, God, I think we're going to burn anyway.
But that's
anyway.
All right, if we do burn, Poet will be able to warm his hands up.
That's right. We're already going to burn for selling out.
If we burn, we'll set fire to the whole forest.
Oh, that's true.
Shit.
All this wood and this bark.
Swift Poetry Corner here.
Swift.
Okay. I'll say Swift because it's another one from Matthew, the almighty Bobu, who did the one we took the piss out of.
Well, the one that he recorded himself.
Yeah.
Right.
So, if you could put me into mono to be in character. He said, you wanted shorter, you wanted funnier. Here you go, then. This is called Going to See God. Shit. Oh, fuck, we've linked this thing in.
Hey, who'd have thought it?
Wow. I didn't even realise that, mate. It's amazing. Right, I'm going to get some zombie ghost train on for this. Fuck it.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Yeah. Because let's face it, that's going to be the vehicle we'll be on. The zombie ghost train to hell. Going to see God. I took a trip to see God yesterday to see what he was like. So I rode my way to heaven on a four-winged electric bike. I hopped over that pearly gate and ran into his bedroom with the cry, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Proving that trick always works. God was sat in his armchair eating spaghetti with sporks. Now, I'll be back to that word because that's uncanny as well. He glared at me accusingly as I wandered in the door. Oh, fuck off, Matthew. I know why you're here, said our almighty creator. As I scratched my ear, no, I still don't know what to do concerning the problem with the kangaroo. Have you any idea what that man is talking about?
No.
Ever? No.
No.
Oh, and I'm going to keep suggesting glove puppet as word of the week until you accept it. You know you want to. Imagine the pleasure of having such a short way of describing Tony's sexual habits. Thanks so much for playing my shite promo last week. The show was fucking awesome as ever. Matthew Stroke, the almighty Bobby.
What? Hey?
A glove puppet. Yeah. I'm going to save it. We will have glove puppet as word of the week before the year's out.
Okay.
All right.
Should I be in any way worried?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't be scared, Tony. Worried. Don't Always. Be scared, Tony. Don't be scared, Tony.
Be very afraid.
That was such a bad laugh.
You never know when I'm going to force myself upon you.
That scared me more than anything you've ever said before, that laugh. So sinister. That's the voice I hear at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's me outside your window.
I knew it. Let me in.
What laugh was it then? Just so I know for next time.
You'll hear it on point. You could listen back to the show.
Excellent.
When there's hairs on the back of my neck.
I've got a love that freaks Tony out. I've got a love that freaks Tony out.
Right.
Not as much as my penis does because he's scared of it. Cha. Did you see my magic editing there?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, brilliant. Right. You're scared of my knob.
Yes, quite frankly.
There's no need to be, Tony. It doesn't work properly. Right.
Okay.
Track 3. And am I pleased to be playing this, Tony?
Wow. Are you pleased?
Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago, we got some MySpacey bollocks through from Secret Records.
Ah.
And they sent us a Desmond Dekker CD that we were hoping to play, but we haven't heard back from Desmond Dekker's people as to whether we can do yet.
Right, okay.
Unfortunately, Desmond hasn't been able to give us the relative Podsafe permission from beyond the grave.
Right.
And he will be up in heaven.
And now we've called God a twat, we ain't going to get it, are we?
We're not going to get it. Right. However, the toy dolls were a different kettle of fish.
Wicked.
And Secret Records have got the live rights to a lot of material by well-known bands. Yeah. So this isn't a first. I think we've played a live track before.
Have we?
I think so. I'm not sure. I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it? But anyway, this is a live track from the Toy Dolls album that's out on Secret Records now called Treasured Tracks. You can find out more about Secret Records at... I'm just trying to find out the website here. SecretRecordsLimited.com. All right.
Right.
They'll be on our MySpace page this week, as will the Toy Dolls. I think we've got the Toy Dolls on there as well. But it's a lot of slightly more obscure live tracks, but there's a few on it that are really well known. So, I mean, some of the titles on this are great. I've Had Enough of Magaluf. Nearly got on there.
Nice.
My particular favourite was The Death of Barry the Roofer with Vertigo, which is a very, very good title. You Won't Be Merry on a North Sea Ferry, another particularly good one, but they've got one of their classic songs ever on here.
Right.
I Saw Her in Tommy Carey's Car. And we're going to play that one. We're going to play the live one. What I want to know is, what's the Toy Dolls website though?
Toydolls.com.
Hey! It's thetoydolls.com. Oh. Yes! 2-1. Paulie B and the internet get one back. This is, now there might be a little intro here, and you have to watch the end of it, time for editing, because the tracks skip straight into the next one, so you'll have to time it.
No, tricky.
Alright. But fuck me, man. I love this song. And it's a fantastic story as well. And my wife hates the man's voice. And I love the man's voice.
There's a motor store at the top of Hilton Road. You go there for little bits and pieces for your car. And in the office there sits a secretary, she's got long blonde hair. Mr. Tommy Cowie fancies her. I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. In Tommy Cowie's car. Now at the motor store, he was there last Tuesday night with her. I saw they were kissing at the factory door. But she still tells me there is nothing going on with us. You see, it was Tommy Cowie's wife you saw. But I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. In Tommy Cowie's car. The motor store, Mr. Tommy Cowie's got a gun. You are. She's never been in it, she says, before. But now she tells lies. She was having dinner out before the night, and she went in Tommy Cowie's car. And I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. Tommy Cowie's car. I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. I saw her in Tommy Cowie's car. In Tommy Cowie's car.
How about that, Tone?
That's nice.
I love that.
That's really good quality for live, then.
The music this week is brilliant.
Yes.
I don't mind saying so. Let's hope we're not let down.
It's going to be great.
Now, will that work? Oh, it will. Come on.
Oh,
scary
music.
We're back to the scary music.
Scary music.
Scary music. Scary music.
Oh, blast from
now,
the past.
The reason for the scary music is that over the last few weeks, the show has been a little bit too long.
Yes.
The reason that is that we've gone to 6 songs.
Yes.
But we didn't have a particular thing to fill the middle section with. The reason we brought in the extra song was because we've known about us selling out for quite some time now.
Yep.
And this section is going to be our ad break product placement, when basically we make wankers of ourselves, right?
It's going to be our whoring section.
This will be our whoring section. In fact, we could maybe get some guest whores. You know what I'm thinking of?
Hey.
Yeah. No. Press some buttons.
Nice.
Right, right. So what we will be doing in this bit is we will be discussing something.
Okay.
That will be... But this week, what I want to talk about, before we do that, and that's the reason we've got the scary music, because when we started doing this show, the scariest thing I thought we could ever do would be sell out properly.
Mm.
And the scariest music we've got is the scary music.
Yes.
So basically, if we do product placement over scary music, in my head, totally justified.
Okay, cool.
And it's the 10 o'clock horses, who yeah. are the... most uncommercial band you could ever hope to
yes.
hear from in your life. And they got in touch with us last week saying that will we push the fact that they're playing at the Town Mill on New Year's Eve, which yeah. would suggest actually quite commercial. So yeah, they are playing at Town Mill at New Year's Eve. I might even get down there late. I've got a gig myself in Doncaster.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, what I just want to talk about briefly this week is that, you know, have we mentioned the Blah Party, Captain Sensible, on the show yet?
No.
We haven't mentioned it?
No.
There's a new political party, Tony.
Is there?
They're called the Blah Party.
I might vote
for
them.
It's led by punk legend, guitarist of the Damned, yep. and solo artiste, the wonderful Mr. Captain Sensible.
Oh, wicked.
Also known as Sensible's a Wanker, if you've ever seen him live. Anyway, the Captain is a bit of a hero of mine.
Yeah.
He started a new political party called the Blah Party.
Uh-huh.
They're on MySpace, which is more than can be said for the Labour Party.
Okay.
I don't think the Labour Party are on MySpace. That would be freakish. I bet they are.
I bet they are.
Bet they are now.
Yeah.
I approached them. I said, well, we love this.
Mm.
You're a brand new political party. We agree with your sentiment. I think you need an official podcast.
Yeah.
They got back to us saying, you're damn fucking right. We do.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be us. I think it's going to be us, and I think Captain Sensible is going to do a recorded manifesto that we're going to be able to play out on the show as well. Nice. This is the yin to our selling out yang. Do you see what I'm doing?
I see what you're doing. I like it.
But I do mean it as well. I'm really pleased. That basically, the basic premise of the Blah Party is that they're sick and tired of all the politicians' bullshit, and they just want some of them to tell the truth. They're not making any attempt to get into Parliament or anything.
All right.
They're just going to campaign for a little bit of honesty in government.
A little bit of truth.
A little bit of truth, Tony.
Wow.
Like when we said, we'll never sell out.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of truth. Tony, you're going to have to say something important.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Shit.
Don't forget, you can visit our BT Podshow site, which we've mentioned tonight, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Please leave us a comment. We've got a few coming on there now, and a couple of reviews. If you are...
It's just starting to come in now, aren't they?
If you could do a review on there, that'd be really cool. But I think you have to be a member.
It will get read out.
It's completely free to sign up to BT Pod Show. Just sign up on there and submit a review for us. And let us know.
We will be giving out the winner of the CDs this week as well.
Have you picked one?
I'll do that in a bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Keep talking to them. T-shirts.
Okay. I don't think it's also British.
not that we've sold out or anything.
So they're selling out
T-shirts.
Yeah. You can also buy T-shirts. Go to cafepress.com/punkyradio or
t-shirts?
Quicker, just go to punkyradio.com and click on store. There's five types of T-shirt with about five or six different designs.
And at some point there'll be mugs and keyrings as well.
And thongs, I think, personally.
Well, yeah, if you want to go with punky thongs, then that's fine.
You can't go on with a thong.
You can't go wrong with a thong.
Hmm.
What experience have you got of that, Tony?
None.
All you've used a thong for is in some childish catapult apparatus in
it
the back
was.
Garden.
Did you?
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was great. I could fire Brussels sprouts over next door's fence.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Pissed him right off.
Sometimes I wore it on my head and called myself Pant Man.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You poor, poor man. All right, so it's time for song four. The whole point is that this middle bit's going to be short.
Right.
Or shorter.
Well, fuck that up then.
Oh, well, are you still short?
Is it?
We've only had one song and a bit of talking.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
It's short.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
What have I told you about shouting into the mic?
I didn't do it that way.
Yeah, that was...
What have I told you about?
You'll hear it.
All right.
You're very selfish, Tony.
Yeah.
One-way traffic.
Wanker.
That's your
what?
Problem. One-way traffic. Oh, I can do what I want. You can do what you want.
Oh, dear.
Wanker.
At least you're not, coming on to me anymore.
No, I'm not coming on to you anymore, mate.
Thankful for that.
Can't be fucking bothered. It's like I'm just your...
Thankful for small mercies.
It's like you treat me like some fucking prozzy, be honest with you. I'm like a hired fucking cummer or something. Right, so track four. This is by a band called Holy Racket. And their mates would crashed out. And Holy Racket are from... I think they're from Tyneside. I do like a bit of Geordie... Geordie? That's easy to mean. I do like a bit of Geordie punk.
Right. Geordie punk,
yeah, okay. I like it. And the music this week is great. I'm loving it. This has got a great line in it that I'm just going to tell you exactly what the line is. by opening this up, because inside they've just got, they haven't got the song lyrics in, they've just got here, they're going to hit you like a comet on a wave of northern vomit.
Nice.
How about that?
That's
How
cool.
could I not pick that song to play? What I want to know is, Tony, what's their website?
Is it Holy Racket?
They are Holy Racket.
Holyracket.co.uk.
Holyracket.com, yes!
Oh, whoa.
I used to give you those, but not anymore, mate.
So what's that then, 2-2?
Not after the way you've treated me. It's 2-2, it's miraculous. Right then, Tony.
The way I've treated you, that's just disgusting.
I love you, really, you know that. Tony, I'll do anything
it's cold.
For you. You know I'd do anything for you.
Yeah.
But I won't do that.
I think you would, actually. Yeah, to be quite honest with you.
I fucking definitely would, mate. I've got to earn me brown star. Right.
Jesus.
Song 4. Holy Racket. North Rebel Radio. Enjoy.
North Rebel Radio.
Rebel Radio.
Nice.
This week's music is great, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Makes up for the turdy chat. And this, of course, is the brilliant Dead 60s.
Yep.
How exciting.
Always on our MySpace page, isn't it?
Always on
our
MySpace page. We are so proud to have the Dead 60s on board. I know I mention it every week. I love it. We're proud to have the rest of the bands. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Made up about them, but there's just... The Dead 60s were one of my favourite bands before we'd ever started doing punky.
Yes.
So the fact, and the rest of them have come to us, haven't they?
Yes.
Basically. So,
and it was quite a big deal us getting them as well.
It was a big deal us getting them, yeah. I'm very happy about it, basically. Hey, Tone.
Yes.
Last Thursday, despite what you might think of me,
okay,
I did a comedy workshop.
All right.
In a school in Welwyn Garden City. Called, that's the wrong city.
That's
called,
cool.
Called the Frederick Osborne School, okay, in Welwyn Garden City. I was very kindly invited there by the lovely Mrs. Watkins.
Right.
Zoe Watkins, thank you very much, Zoe. Known to the pupils as Watts, or Miss, I discovered.
Miss, yeah,
and,
yeah.
I got there, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I thought, I'll be early. And I thought, what I'll do, I'll have half hour's kip. Park my car up next to a skip in the far end of the car park.
Right.
And thought, I'm hidden behind this skip, I'm fine, let's just have a little snooze. And then the annual skip replacement lorry showed up at 2 minutes past eight. It was like, not a good start to the day. So basically, nowhere to hide. So I went in, got in, and we got in as I'd got 15 students between the ages of 14 and 17. And right. Basically, it's my job in a day. In a day, I've got to take them from scratch,
right.
Teach them about the comedy business.
Right.
Help them writing material, and then that night, from 7 o'clock at night,
yeah.
MC a comedy show for them when they all get up and do 3 minutes.
Blimey.
Right, yeah. It's big. It's intense. It's my knob. No, it's big. It's big. It's intense. It's hard work. But
yeah.
I've done these in the past, and it's really, really rewarding. And I charge the schools up the fucking arse for it as well.
Wicked.
But no, it's really good. And of the 15 we got, some of them did double acts. One was a 3-strong sketch team, and the rest is stand up. So we had 10 acts on the night. Right. Now all day, I've done obviously in my remit. I'm thinking, you know, Paul, you can't go too far with this. Watch the language. Forgot to mention Punky to the very
did
end
you?
Of the
I was about to ask.
Because I was so stressed and under so much pressure. But you know what? The kids were brilliant. I really enjoyed doing it. And when it got to the show at night, one of my favourite ones was actually the youngest guy there. And he was in a double act, and they'd call themselves Graham and Gillen. Because what I did, any double act, I'd use their surnames the same way that the grown-ups would.
Right.
So there were two girls that were called Jones and Cook, and I went, no, alas, Cook and Jones, you know, were all of them were really nice, and I would like to say just thanks to all of them. But there were one or two of them that I didn't think would even show up on the night, that being a bit kind of teenagery angsty and that, but they showed up on the night. They came good, everyone was brilliant, and there's all their parents and all their mates in the crowd, and it's a really good show. Everyone did really well, and I was clean, Tony. I was clean.
Wow.
At this show, I did not swear.
That's quite impressive.
Not swear at this show. And then, the second to last act on, were the double act, Graham and Gillen.
Yeah.
And Graham, the guy, he's a little fella, I think that's the right way round. He brought a box with him, and when it was his turn to get on the mic, he put the box on the floor, stood on the box, and said, by the way, I'm not Frodo Baggins, and started like that, and he was great, you know. And he'd been working really hard all day. He was on it, you know.
Right, got it.
He was just on it, yeah. He got about a minute through their act, and they're all supposed to do 3 minutes. But some of the guys only done a minute, 1.5 minutes, others have done five, you know, it's flexible.
Yeah.
They got up, and he's been there about a minute, and I'm standing at the back, and I've been loving it and so proud of all the students, and then going, you know, it all got a bit fucking Dead Poets Society.
Oh, were you tearing?
I was welling up.
Aww.
If one had said captain, my captain, I would have twatted him though. Right. Because I'm not officially a teacher, so I can punch them and just go to prison. I won't get sacked.
No, that's
right. He gets up, he's been up, he's done about a minute, him and his mate, and they're a brilliant double act, they're really, really funny. They do about a minute, then he takes the mic out of the stand and goes, do you know what fucks me off? And I'm at the back of the room, and I just shout out at the top of my voice, I would just like you to know, I did not teach him that word. Right, and everyone looks around at me, and as they look around at me, he goes, yes, you fucking did. The kid's a comic genius. Absolutely superb. So yeah, it was all in all a tremendous success.
Excellent.
Tremendous success. My mistake was that the night before I'd gone out with my mate Mr. Limburn and not gone to bed till 3 a.m. Things weren't ideal.
What time did you have to get there? 8?
Yeah, I was very ratty in the morning.
I can imagine.
I must apologise to the lady I was rather rude to.
What lady?
Well, I was quite rude to her.
Oh, what, the organiser?
No.
Oh, just a random lady?
A random lady hanging around.
Just walking down the street, yeah?
She got the wrong end of the stick and seemed to think that I would be awake before midday.
Right, yeah. Common misconception, that.
Misconception.
Yeah.
And, she got it in the fucking neck, basically. I don't know who she is or anything, but she won't fucking do it again, put it that way. I will probably never see her again, but the next time she comes into contact with someone like me, she'll know how to fucking behave, put it that way. So anyway, all in all, it was a success.
Excellent, that's cool.
Now, Tone.
Yes.
Is it time for a revelation?
Yeah.
Is it time for an announcement? Is it time for something that's been building up for ages? Is it time for us to reveal the secret identity of someone who may or may not have had a romantic involvement with one of us in one of our heads, or certainly in the listeners' heads, or certainly in someone else's head other than their own head? I'll let you talk about it, Tone, with no music.
Okay. Over the past couple of months, I believe we've been talking about a certain person called The Lodger.
The Lodger.
The Lodger. Yeah.
Speculation as to who The Lodger may have been.
There's been a few guesses.
Someone suggested
groups.
It might have been me.
Yeah. And my mum. Or my sister.
Yeah.
And a few people like that.
I suggested it might have been...
Joe.
Joe, who's been a guest on the show before, but never will be again, the old slut.
No. We don't see Joe much anymore, do we? shall I just tell him?
Shall we keep him in suspense a bit longer? Let's just have a few seconds of Dead 60, shall we?
And a bit longer.
Hear me now!
Roots!
Roots, boy, roots!
All right, Tom. So a few people emailed me asking me stuff, and I thought it was best way to reveal it. So I spoke to said lodger a few weeks ago, and it seemed about the right time to say it, and she's moving out this week.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter anymore. The lodger's name is Alice Rock.
Come on! I would never have known that,
Wouldn't
Toby.
You know that?
I would never have known that.
I thought you suspected that from the start.
No, I had no idea.
No?
No. No.
She's been living about 2 months. She moved in about 2 months ago. Two months ago today.
I thought it was Mylene Klass, but then when she went into the jungle, I thought, can't be her.
Can't be her, can it?
Can't be her.
Obviously
not. No.
But for new listeners, if you've not heard it before, 5 months ago, 4th of July, the episode was, you can go back and listen to it. Again, she was on the show.
You tragic character.
Not that I've memorized the dates.
I'll never forget that day. It might have been American Independence Day, but it became Tony Dependence Day.
Oh, you can be so cool.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, you can.
And maybe I will be again.
Brilliant. So yes, so you can go back and listen to that.
Alice Rock.
Alice Rock.
Who'd have thought then?
Only Bear then, eh? Well done,
yeah,
Bear.
But that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I've got in my hand a new CD that's been sent to me the other week.
Yeah.
That I've been saving for this show for the dubious bird special.
Right.
The dodgy bird special.
Yeah.
And Sally's Rock.
Funny that, isn't it?
Ooh, that's amazing.
Is that her new album that came out last week?
You probably know more about it than I do, Tony. Why don't you tell us all about it, Tony?
Hey, her new album, Finding Wonderland, came out November 30th, so it's just over a week ago. 12 tracks, you can buy it now online at her website, alice-rock.co.uk, or why not visit her on MySpace, myspace.com/rockalice.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Now, I'm about to play track 7.
I think that's corporate enough for me.
I'm about to play track 7 from the album, Tony. Obviously, yes. You know the website. What I want to know is, what are Alice Rock's vital statistics?
I don't know.
Sorry. That's right.
Don't know.
It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the internet, and the outside world where real women exist, 3.
Real women? Nah, not familiar. What?
Right.
Got a bit serious then.
We're not saying anything about this, Tony, but
no.
this is called Because She Is Shit.
She lives in an institute. She feeds off happy pills and manipulative cyberfills. She's got no brains at the bottom of a barrel with a teenage girl. She got cracked a smile, but it doesn't seem to matter. He doesn't seem to kill. He wants to be an actor with an audience to kill. I know this sounds quite crazy, but I think I understand. When the mom and when the daddy, fuck him, real his mind. And now, because she is shit. Because she
my lack of self-worth. I was on the pedestal, he was treated like a fool. Always second best, scared of 10 of the best. He used his good for nothing, daddy knows best. So he finds a little lamb, she makes him number one. She isn't very pretty, but enough to make him come. I know this sounds quite crazy, but I think I understand.
That's Alice Rock, and because she is shit.
What?
Yes.
Easy. You did it at the wrong time, Tony.
I know.
Just a preemptive what?
All right. Just
we were late the other week.
Just because we didn't do it last week. All right, I'm going to let that go. Two wrongs don't make a right, though.
Don't they?
Do they? No. Hey, Tony, right?
Yes.
I've got a very funny story about me and the Forest Town Miners' Welfare yesterday.
But all
first,
right.
I just want to... In fact, you can read these out.
All
here's
right.
Two BT Pod Show latest comments.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And one of them is the winner of the CDs.
Okay. I'll read them both out then.
Yeah.
Gooper fucking Gooper. Woot woot. I know I'm just so awesome. Thanks for the play again. That's some punk warning. Yeah, I'm just going to outright say it. I want this fucking CDs. There, I said it. And I went through about 2 hours worth of signing up because my computer kept messing up. See? Most people would have given up hope. Fucking Kimblers.
Kimblers!
But not me.
We got that right.
No, sorry. You guys fucking roll. From Benny.
And that's the winner.
Is that the winner?
Oh, sorry. There's another one, isn't there?
Oh, there's the suspense gone.
Sorry, do the next one.
We've done enough suspense this
show. I love suspenders, though. Yeah.
Punky absolutely rocks. Great music selection, hilarious chat, and emo baiting.
Wear
similar
them for
to
me,
bear
Tony.
Baiting, but about 99%. What?
Wear them for me.
No. But about 99%.
Please.
No. 99% danger free unless you slip on some disc.
I promise not to come in your mouth anymore.
Alright then. Some discarded kitten blood. Most of my Christmas music
I've
back
lost
track
your nose
completely.
I shouted into the mic then, sorry.
God, you see, you shouldn't do that.
Sorry.
Most of my Christmas music list this year has come directly from bands Pearl and Punky. That's all mainly.
Brilliant. And that is
that's
a fantastic
really
comment and would have won, except she didn't beg.
Ah, good point.
So we gave it to Benny, Bean, Beanie, Benny, Beanie,
Benny, Beanie, whatever.
Beanie, Benny, Benny. Do you know what we haven't heard from in a while?
Who?
Todd Jiggity.
Todd Jiggity.
Todd Jiggity. Todd Jiggity. Ain't got no pain fool.
Been a while.
So yes, well done to Beanie, Benny, Benny, Beanie,
Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie, Beanie,
Beanie, Beanie. If you don't mind, can you email poorlyb@punkyradio.com? We'll get your address and we'll post you the Hussy Skunk CDs from a couple of weeks ago. You've just won 100 punk rock tracks, basically.
Well done.
What a prize. What a prize.
Three and CDs of
through
pure
sheer
weakness.
Desperation.
Yep.
We do respond to desperate people.
Always.
So, here's a little story about a desperate person, Tony.
It's not
yesterday,
me, is it?
Yesterday, I went down to Forest Town Miners Welfare in Mansfield to watch Forest v Salisbury Town.
Okay.
While I'm in there, it was a 1-1 draw, thanks for asking. We should have thrashed them.
Yeah.
We'll kill them in the replays. The replay's just for money for them. They'll come up to City Ground, we'll beat them 5-0. Oh, we'll shake on that, in fact. I think we'll beat them 5-0, right. So, I go down there. While I'm there, Forest Town Miners Welfare football team are there, and they've got one of these scratch card things when there's a load of boxes of football teams on and you pay £1 to put down which team you think will be revealed under the scratchy bit.
Right.
Right. Forest had gone, so I couldn't have Forest.
Mm.
And I saw Newcastle. So I said to Dave, my father-in-law, I went, Newcastle for Death's Lake, Newcastle.
Aye.
Put me £1 in, wrote Paul B, Newcastle, right?
Right.
Start watching the game. Started watching the game, right? And then it's announced who's won.
Right.
And it said, and the winning team was Newcastle.
All right. Wicked.
The winners won £20. Well done to Paul Birch.
What?
That wasn't it's me. It's me, Paul B. So Dave went, you better go out to the bar, find out. Mm. Anyway, I have a bit of my pint. I think this is Paul B. They think it's somebody like Paul Birch. So I went up there. They'd given the money to this fucker in the other bar called Paul Birch.
Right.
Who didn't have Newcastle down. That was me.
Right.
And he didn't write Paul B on the ones he'd done. He'd done two.
Right.
Plymouth and Walsall. And they quite clearly said Birch in different handwriting. And mine said Paul B. And he'd robbed my fucking money, even though he knew it wasn't his.
That's a bit out of order.
So I made it quite clear at the bar. I can be quite forthright and stern. I said, I think you'll find I did win that. I had Newcastle. Half the football team who have organised this are my witnesses, because I'm sat next to them. It says Paul B there, and if you look, I've seen Birch, and it quite clearly says Walsall and Plymouth. What the fuck are you doing giving him his money, and what the fuck is he doing taking it? And they went, oh, you're right, it is you. I went, yes, I fucking know. So the barman goes out and gets the money back from Paul Birch,
right.
Comes back, and all he says is, hurt, that's wiped the smile off his face. I said, is that it? You're not going to bar him for being a fucking thief or anything? And he handed me a £20 note.
Right.
I said, I don't want a £20 note, I want two tens. Why do you want two tens? Because I'm going to give £10 back to the football team.
Right.
Because I want you to know that even though you've got a thief round that bar, you've got someone who cares about the community round this side.
Fucking when, hell, were you standing on your box at this time?
I should have been. I should have gone, do you know what fucks me up?
Hang on a minute, Wizard of Cox.
Right?
Yeah.
Went back down to the football team with my two £10 with a ruckus going on in the other bar with Paul Birch.
Hold like, me back!
Yeah, right. I walk up to the football team and there's £10 back.
Right.
And they went, there's no need to do that. You know, we've got money from the thing. I said, look, it was a pound stake.
Yeah.
Not only have I got 1,000% return on that pound, but I've had an argument at the bar. I love them. There's a tenner, enjoy it. And they went, fucking thank you so much. I said, and I would like to think that if I needed you in the car park, I'd have got you. And they went, we'd have been right behind you.
Nice.
So I'm all right. I'm all right. It worked out. So anyway, that's my little story about that. There's one last thing that I was going to say in this bit. Oh, this week is my gig in Hitchin on Friday.
The Xmas one, yes.
Well, I prefer to call it Christmas, Tony. But
don't you like Xmas?
Well, yeah, I don't mind writing it, but I don't mind saying it.
I'll say it.
Because the X is cross, criss-cross, isn't it?
It's like that old Crimbo. I think it's coming to
wear your trousers backwards and fuck off. Right. yeah, it's not really our Christmas show. It's just our show in December.
Right.
So anything in December gets called a Christmas show. But we don't really... We just have our show. It just goes on through the year and that. We never do stupid bits. I'm not going to walk on dressed as fucking Santa, basically. Might wear me red suit, though, so I'll take it back.
Might be a few Santas in the audience. Yeah.
If there's any Santas in the audience, I'm afraid they'll be disappointed.
Of course.
Unless I show up in that number I had in mind for you. But yeah, it's this Friday. Features Silky and Tony Law. Both played at the club before. Both brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might have got both of them on my MySpace. If you visit my my Paul B. Edwards comedy profile,
yeah.
myspace.com/PaulB_Edwards, mm-hmm. I think I can put Silky and Tony Law on my top friends. So you can go and find out about them.
It's on
this Friday, first come, first serve.
And you're in the top friends of this anyway, aren't you, on Punky Radio? So if you go to Punky Radio MySpace,
just
on the top list.
Yeah, go to Punky Radio and click through to me and then click through to them.
Yep.
Very funny guys. I think they've got some clips on their sites as well.
Cool.
So that's this Friday. Have you got any gigs this weekend?
No.
But we're going to Planet Smashed on Sunday.
We're going on Sunday to the official Punky Christmas party.
And this, of course, is the Planet Smashers we're playing now. And the last track tonight is by... The Planet Smashers.
Wow.
Now, the thing is, Tony, it's 3-2.
Yes.
You already know the Planet Smashers website is planetsmashers.net. I'd like this to be a draw this week.
Okay.
What is the Planet Smashers MySpace page?
myspace.com/planetsmashers.
Get in!
Is it?
Yes, it is. Well done, you. myspace.com/planetsmashers. It's 3-all. It's a draw.
That's all I can deal
it's
with.
It's as
can deal
it
with
should
that.
Be. Tony? I like to think it's give and take.
Right.
You give and you take.
Okay.
It's not one-way traffic.
Right.
And you should stop being so selfish. But in the meantime, I'll deal with it.
All right, fair enough.
Right, last track then.
Yes.
This is by the Planet Smashers. I've loved the show this week.
It's been good, hasn't it?
I hope you all have. Next week is when it all goes wrong. But next week, it's quite weird, really, because next week, obviously, it'll be a sellout special, but we're also going to be featuring a load of music from bands that are playing at Rock City on December 17th, including the likes of King Kurt and Goldblade. So it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be Anvisions and 77.
Oh, wicked.
And I'll be going to that show as well. More of that next week. We'll have a final chat in a bit.
Yes.
This is in our Dodgy Bird special. We're back on the Dodgy Bird special now.
All right.
And this is called J'aime ta femme, which, of course, we know is French for I like your girl.
All right. Nice.
You haven't got one, of course, so I can't like her.
No.
J'aime ta femme. Tony, j'aime ta femme. I love that.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So, it's been another punky, Tony.
Hasn't it?
Hasn't it just? And it's been a Dodgy Bird special, thanks to all the bands that have let us play their stuff this week. Thanks to Stomp Records, thanks to Mike McGee in Montreal, thanks to Secret Records as well. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else off a label that we've played this week. No, that's all right. Hopefully, I'll see some of you down in Hitchin on Friday. I forgot about my fact. I've got a podcast fact.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah, the two towns in England that have got more people interested in podcasting per capita than anywhere else.
Yep.
Stevenage and Chesterfield.
Really?
And what are the two towns most closely related with Punky? Hitchin and Mansfield.
Yeah.
What are their neighbouring towns?
Nice.
Stevenage and Chesterfield.
Hey.
I like to think that Punky Radio is single-handedly responsible. Everything.
Why not?
We get blamed for everything. Fuck it. We might as well be.
This is true. Yes.
Make sure you check out our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Mm-hmm. You can check out our pod show page, BT Pod Show page, punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
You can also go to our normal website, punkyradio.com.
Yep. What's left?
You can vote for us, podcastally.com. And please do vote. It's a new month. We want your votes. Buy a t-shirt if you get the chance. Go to cafepress.com. We've forgotten to mention the forums again, but if you're Punky on MySpace, owns. Punky Owns, have a look on there. We've got our own forums on there.
It's a great group, and
they're a really
the
good bunch on
there.
They're a good bunch. They're funny.
And we check it out daily.
This week's show has been Fatboy and Bear Free.
Hasn't
we
it?
We have mentioned Bear, but no comments.
Bear's been active on the forums, guessing lots of
things. Has he really?
Yeah.
I knew he was active.
And, maybe he's been on the cider too much this week.
And if you hear the BT Pod Show stinger change at the start of the show in a week or so's
Let's
time,
hope.
You'll know that Punky's responsible for that as well.
Working for you.
Oh, yeah.
Selling out, but still working.
Make sure you try and get down to Planet Smashers this Sunday if you're in the Nottingham area. We'll see you there.
Junction 7.
Junction 7 in Nottingham at the top of Canning Circus. And you'll see Matt out of the Planet Smashers. You'll see me and Tony.
Yeah.
You'll see the proper Mrs. Edwards. And you'll see us all under the influence of the famous Junction 7 snake bite.
Oh, Jesus.
Featuring Pear Snyder and Wanker's Juice. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog! A-poog!
But you can't
What a great finish.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
Nice.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.